Are you ready to unlock your true potential? Introducing 30 Days to Unleash the Lion Within, a revolutionary series that will transform you into the leader God intends you to be. In just 30 days, you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery and growth. This free resource offers a series of messages, each packed with proven methods to simplify and apply God's word to your life. Inside this series, you'll find practical strategies to unleash your leadership potential. You need to learn how to harness the power of God's wisdom and apply it to your everyday decisions. Discover how to lead with integrity, inspire others, and make a lasting impact. But this just isn't another series. It's a transformative experience that will help you find your purpose, ignite your passion, and unleash the lion within. So visit thelionwithin.us/unleash to claim your free copy of this series. Don't wait any longer. Visit thelionwithin.us/unleash and become the leader God intends you to be.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is Fun Friday time. I'm excited to have you here. Let's get right into it. So we're going to open up just like we do every week, every episode, with the scripture, okay? So the scripture this week is in the book of Ephesians. That's Ephesians chapter 6, one verse, verse 12. It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." Fellas, I'm telling you, it's been a heavy week. It's been a heavy week digging into how spiritual warfare works, why we need to recognize the battle that we're in is real, how you cannot run from this. You can't outsource this. This is hitting you directly head on. So if you missed the spiritual kickoff episode where we unpack this verse at length, go back and check it out. I encourage you, just check it out. This may be one you want to come back to from time to time, because the battle that you're in, it's not going away. I wish I could give you better news. I wish I could say it's going to get better. I'm almost here to tell you. It's the evil that is out there is real. And we need to recognize that. But we also need to recognize that with the armor of God, working with Christ within us, that we can't overcome. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely, it's going to be hard. This is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. Because when you start standing against the evil one, you're going to get pushback. You're going to get resistance. And again, when I had that conversation with Dr. Joe Beam on Wednesday, the meat episode for this week, he told you, he made a vow. You guys remember the vow he said? I don't know about you. I don't know if I'm making this vow. I want to be known by the evil one. I want Satan to know me. That's what Joe said. That was the thing he declared. That's a bold statement to make. And you better be ready. Because if you make a statement like that, and you start taking steps of obedience to follow Christ, no matter what the world says, no matter what your friends, your neighbors, your people in your community, people, even at people at your church, they may resist this. But if you make that decision to follow him no matter what, I guarantee you one thing, you're going to get the attention of the evil one. But just, you need to be encouraged. You need to be lifted up. You need to be prayed for. You need to make sure you're not doing this battle by yourself. You got to have brothers and sisters in Christ going to battle for you. And Joe and I just, we talked about so many things, but how do you see those spiritual forces? What do they look like? How do you recognize them? What do you need to do? When do you recognize them? What do you need to do to recognize that in yourself? And then how can you take these steps moving forward to really build some defense, some as well as some offense, to be able to go out and fight and stand firm in the battle. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that one. I'm telling you, it was, like I said on the Wednesday episode, it was probably one of my top five episodes that I just thoroughly enjoyed. Just the conversation, the level of depth that Joe went into, and just a great guy. So hopefully you guys get a chance to go back, check that out. So now let's get into our Fun Friday, our tips. We got our health, our wealth, and our self tips this week, guys. We're really going to dig into some things here to try to give you some encouragement. So if you're new to The Lion Within Us, that health is all about a stronger mind and body, wealth, career and finances, and self And that's, again, that's all around stewardship. And then self is being stronger husbands and stronger dads, okay? That's what it's about. So let's get into the health idea. And I just want you to remember this. Your mind is always under attack. Always under. So I'm actually going to wrap 3-in-1 in this one. I'm going to give you a couple of tips here to stand firm when that world is pushing every button that it can. Because I don't know about you, but for me, I feel like every day the evil one's trying to kick me, or his minions are trying to kick me and get me distracted and not doing what I'm supposed to do. Number one, you better start immersing yourself in some scripture. I'm telling you, you better use God's word each and every day. Open up and use that sword of the spirit. Okay, because that's not just defense, but that is your only offensive weapon, fellas. If you want to have an offensive weapon against the spiritual attacks, you know what you need to do? Start regularly citing and meditating and speaking God's word. Speaking it out over your life, because it's going to equip you with the truth and wisdom that you need to start counteracting those lies, start counteracting those temptations. The way that the evil is going to come at you, you can put him back in his place by speaking the truth, the word of God. Right here, fellas. I mean, maybe you need to start dedicating some time every day for Bible study. Maybe you need to choose a specific verse that you're just going to lock in on. We do a verse a week at the Lion Within Us. We lay it on you right there this week. Hey, memorize Ephesians 6:12. If you haven't done it yet, write it down. Put it on a note card. Whatever you need to do, put it in front of you. Maybe you need devotionals and help around the areas that you need the most help with. Guess what? We have tons of devotionals that we wrote on the YouVersion Bible app. All that stuff's free. I don't care how you access it. Just get access to this stuff, guys, and start building this muscle up that you've got to have. And you need to cultivate that, couple it rather, with a strong prayer life, because you have to have that prayer life to be connected with God, because you need to have an outlet for those fears, for those temptations, for those struggles, for those sins. You better have an outlet. And at the same time, you're inviting him in when you do this, fellas. You're inviting him in. So if you want to cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you the way it tells in 1 Peter 5:7, then you better start talking to him regularly. Set a time, some time aside. Have that personal prayer time. And this needs to be non-negotiable, fellas. This can't be an area of, oh, I'll pray when I get to it. And look, I'm telling you, as the guy who struggles, and this is a sin area for me the most, my personal prayer life is something I have to constantly work on. My prayer life with others, it's just more natural for me. I'm naturally just a prayer with other people. But so far as carving out that one-on-one time for me to have that one-on-one time to pray, this is a weak area. And I got to make sure I'm doing stuff that I can, right? My prayer journals or whatever you need to do to stay accountable with the prayer life. I'm telling you, fellas, don't outsource this. Don't think about it. And the last thing right here for this health, for building up a mind, this is a strong mind, is so important. You better have some good, strong fellowship around you. I'm telling you, if you don't have that community of believers, we talk about 27:17 Proverbs all the time. Iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Well, doggone it, you can't do that unless you're there. And that community that gives you the counsel that can help you remind you of who you are when those trials come. This is literally why we started the Lion Within Us community. Because I wanted these men that we're working with, that we're trying to support and we're trying to encourage, to be surrounded with biblical truth and just have opportunities to be with other men who are pursuing the same thing. Just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you, fellas, you have to do this. You have to be, even if you don't partner with the Lion Within Us and you don't want to come to our community, fine. Then you better have a doggone active group within your church, or a small group, or a discipleship group, or some type of two or three buddies that I'm telling you, they're going to be pulling you closer to God and not further away. Because you need some accountability partners. You need some mentors. You need some people who can speak wisdom into your life. You better not just be hanging around with the guys your own age, your same life experience, your same worldview, because you're never going to get that wisdom that you need. So you got to be finding guys that are further ahead. They're farther down the path than you are. And then you need to make sure that you're being transparent, you're being real, that you're actually being authentic with them. And if you do that, telling you, it's going to change everything. So again, get in the word, start praying, and get you some boys to go to battle with. There you go. Summarize that real quick. Now, the wealth tip this week. Very simple stuff here, but so often overlooked. you better start maximizing your employee benefits. And I know, well, Chris, this is just HR stuff. Well, doggone it. Do your research. Do your research. Talk to HR. Fully know the benefits that are offered by your employer. You should just know them. Matches to Roth, to your 401k options, to your insurance options. There's tons of ways that employers are trying to encourage and trying to help and offer these benefits to their employees. But man, I'm going to tell you what, if you want to be a good financial steward and start really managing your money for the greater good of the kingdom, you better start auditing what you currently have in place with your employer. You need to start asking some questions. Be naturally inquisitive. I was talking with Dr. Joe. He's like, man, how long have you been podcasting? Like, you're really good. I'm like, Joe, first of all, thank you. I'm not that good, but I'm naturally inquisitive. I just like asking questions and seeing what I can learn from the opportunities. Do this with your HR. So if you don't know what these different options are, maybe it's pride. Well, I don't want to ask questions because we get to talk about insurance or we get to talking about these investments. I don't want to look dumb. You better put that to the side because you know what's going to look dumb when you find out 3 or 4 years from now that you missed this opportunity to jump on this this employee benefit because of your pride. So swallow that, put that to the side, go talk to HR. All right, there's your tip. Now your self-tip. Talk about spiritual warfare with your spouse. I'm telling you, don't do this alone. Don't leave her out of it. Together, you must engage in the battle. Okay? And if you're not acknowledging the fact that you're in a battle or there's a flat-out attack on your marriage, then you are opening up a huge gap. Huge gap. As the leader, you need to have the conversation. You need to lead the conversation. You need to talk to your spouse about how the evil one is trying to destroy your marriage. You need to show some vulnerability right here about how that dude, the evil one, is being effective. How's he taking you out? Maybe you're having some lustful thoughts. Maybe you're looking at some websites you shouldn't be looking at. Or maybe you're just not spending enough time with her and giving her the quality of time that she deserves. Becca, I'm with you. That's where I struggle. And start openly and actively calling out what it is, an attack on your marriage. Evil is trying to take you out. It is. The last thing he wants is a strong, effective Christian marriage, united around Christ, doing what God's called you to do as a couple. He doesn't want that. So you bet, you can doggone bet you're going to face some resistance. I'm just telling you, you better start making sure that you're coming together here, that you're talking about this, that you're combating these attacks together as a unified front, that you're going to the Lord in prayer, asking him to guide and direct you, just surrendering your marriage to God, saying, God, we are under attack. I know that the attacks are going to come, but we're just asking for your intervention, for your wisdom, for your discernment. How can we grow as a couple? Don't be another statistic out there around divorce or loveless marriage and things like that. No, fight, 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 but fight with her. Okay? So there are your three tips, guys, your health, wealth, and self. Again, that health tip, just as a quick reminder for you guys, when you start thinking about the health tip, you better have that that rhythm of digging into God's word, as well as that rhythm of praying, coupled with the fellowship of fellow believers. I'm telling you, that is so big to protect that mind, that wealth tip. You better start asking HR about those benefits and the self tip. I think you need to start talking with your spouse about spiritual warfare directly. The book of the week this week, guys, kind of getting into this. No big surprise. I'm telling you, why does it look battered up and bruised? Because I use this book. This is one that I read pretty consistently. This is one of my discipleship group we've been going through. I'm telling you, preparing yourself for spiritual warfare. This thing was written 30 years ago, guys, and it could have been written today and been just as applicable. So there's something, there's powerful. I don't know what, maybe the Holy Spirit just guided and directed Joe as he sat down and was going through this. But I can tell you one thing. It has given me a lot of insight and wisdom. Highly, highly, highly. I know I say this every week, but this book right here, you need to have this on your shelf. Like I said, I heard it from Al, from Jason, those guys on Unashamed. This is one Jay said, if I remember that episode correctly, he was talking about how many times he's read this book, how many times he refers back to it. I'm just telling you, the evil's out there. You need to understand your enemy. This is a great way to do it. All right, so let's get into our jokes this week, guys, our dad jokes. So we got two of them for you. Dad jokes number one, I started a band named Blanket. It's a cover band. So that's it. I started a band named Blanket. It's a cover band. Number two, I was banned from the secret cooking society. I kept spilling the beans. So let us know which one you like the best, fellas. Number one, I started a band named Blanket. It's a cover band. And number two, I was banned from the secret cooking society. I kept spilling the beans. So let me know which one of you like best. And remember, eye rolls totally count. And if you have a dad joke you like to submit to us, just send it over to support@thelionwithin.us. We'll use that out. We'll send you some free resources as well just for helping us contribute, and we'll give you a shout-out on the show, okay? All right, now let's get right into our final part, our question of the week this week. Is there really a devil? And just think about that, how the world answers that. Because most of the world will tell you right now, no, there's no such thing as a devil. Like, are you kidding me? If I was a devil, that's the answer I'd want too. That's the answer I'd want. I'd want people to think that I didn't exist so that I can do what I need to do without anyone being more the wiser. So I'm telling you, as believers, as Christian men, as leaders out there, we need to recognize that the spiritual forces, they're real. Evil is real. And once you recognize this, then put on that armor and let's go to battle together. All right, fellas. So hopefully you enjoy this stuff this week. This has been just a lot of fun. Tough topics for sure to unpack, but we got to lean into the heart. We got to lean into the heart for sure. Again, check out thelionwithin.us for all our resources. Again, it's not .com, it's .us. All the stuff we've built over on the Lion. Go to the YouVersion Bible app. Get all the devotions that we have out there. Go to the events section of the Lion. So go to thelionwithin.us/events. Come to one of our retreats. Come to to our mission trip we have lined up for September of this year. I'm telling you, we have all sorts of ways we're trying to be consistent. We're trying to be super intentional. Not we're trying. We are being super intentional about making a whole lot about Christ, bringing Christian men together, and just supporting, helping each other grow. So go check out our community, thelionwithin.us. Click on Join the Community. Start your free trial. Jump in the community. See how it serves you. See what it's all about. See if it can be something that blesses you, that encourages you, that lifts you up, that just gives you a little bit of boost that you need. Okay? All right. So, guys, get after it. Prayerfully, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. We'll be back next week with more episodes. We'll be dropping you some more knowledge, some more insight, some more wisdom to help encourage you along your path. So stay in the fight. Stay in the battle, fellas. And look, keep unleashing the lion within.
If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community. And the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.